Let us pray. Our Father God in heaven, our Father God who is also mysteriously present in our own situation and time, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for what we become when we are in company with you. We pray that, God, we may be sensitized, conscientized, to be able to sense your presence and to behave. Because, God, you are there. Our Father, our Lord, our Savior, our Healer, who gives us guidance into life, that our life together with you may be enjoyable, may be fruitful, and may be glorifying. We are at the beginning of the year. We don't want to make any beginning by going alone. We want to state that we believe in you. So help us, God. Help us, God, in understanding. Help us, God, in digesting what we have learnt, that as food in the body is assimilated to turn into energy, to help the body move, that the knowledge we also receive from you may be such energy, power, to help us move on with confidence. This is a very humble prayer, God, to you, as we seek understanding and blessings from you. Amen. Good morning, all of you.
Good morning.
And happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We thank God for him as a gift to us, and God also being the gift giver. And the best we can also do, it is also to reciprocate by giving ourselves gifts to him. Want to give you greetings of love as we begin the year. My name is Jesse Macharia Wakamau, and I'm here with Alice Joki Wakamau. And we have come because we've been invited to visit you, and thanking God who is my Savior, and thanking God who has been walking with me, teaching me, and humbling me that I may learn to be a servant and a disciple, a follower, and to keep on learning. I am a minister with the Presbyterian Church, now retired, but since retirement, I have also, the Lord has also given us a job, not employment, but voluntary, to be walking around all the Presbyterian churches in East Africa on invitation, presbytery after presbytery, congregation after congregation, to meet people, be with them, fellowship with them, encourage them, pray with them, and be there as a family of God, and whatever the Lord would show us to do. It has been a very fruitful ministry, I want to tell you. That one of comforting even elders and ministers when you go out in the villages. And sometimes you go on a Thursday, returning back home Sunday or Monday, after we've been to some areas visiting and seeing people. Last Sunday we were in Nakuru West. Greetings from Nakuru West. The previous Sunday we were in Daragua Presbytery. Greetings from there. But today we have come from Ololo Itikoshi, our home press parish in Kajiando Presbytery. So bring greetings from there. We had agreed with the current moderator that wherever I go, when he's on this side and I'm on the other side, we are not competing, we are complementing. We are not competitors, but we are working together. That wherever I go, he told me that I take his greeting. So let me honorably bring greetings of our moderator, who told me wherever I go, I bring his greetings to the congregation. The theme I am given by the church minister here is the new beginning with God. A new beginning with God. When you say new beginning, it does indicate that you have been ongoing. You've been ongoing. And then after the end of the year, there was a pause, there was a comma. Now, a new beginning after the comma, so that we go on. So we want to make a new beginning. And it's my prayer that I don't waste your time. I hope I'm not going to stay here and say useless, meaningless things. I want to be a messenger of the gospel, because that is why we are called and employed by God, to be his messengers and to be comforting his own people as we give them hope. If I mess myself up and I'm not giving you hope, I'm supposed to give you hope and tell you, and to tell you that God loves you and the kingdom of God is spreading and that Jesus will come one day. If I mess myself up and I don't tell you that, that is the message. Two major events have taken place which have followed each other. We have had Christmas, and we also have had the New Year messages. Those two messages have been going across here and there. And I'm sure you haven't forgotten the Christmas messages given here and there, and even the New Year message again as we ushered the New Year and the Lord led us there. Let me sum up, maybe in one statement or two, using Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 9:12, where Paul, looking at Christmas and looking at the whole mission of the coming of Jesus, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, he says about the Christmas, God's gift to us. Thanks to God for his indescribable gift. Some versions have put it, thanks to God for his unspokenable gift. Some other versions of Bible have put it this way, thanking God for the inexpressible gift. Christmas. And it is not one event gift. It is a gift given to be used round and round years as we go across time. So that as we make a new beginning, don't make any mistake by going without your gift. The so-called indescribable, in an unspokenable gift. Christ is the mystery of God, says the Bible. Mystery that is unfolding, it's like a package that is unfolding. And in him there is life. So if you make a good start of the year with Christ, you have a package that embraces all the mysteries of God that will be revealed periodically as you move on. The writer, again, to the Corinthians says, in him are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So that if we make a beginning with Christ, like I want to do, I must do that. If I must succeed on my journey and in my way, I have to take him who is in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. If you take God's indescribable gift across from year one to the next, then you are confident you have made a good and a sure beginning. And so I want to encourage all of you members. I want to encourage all of you, my fellow ministers. I want to encourage all of you elders who work in the church. I want to encourage you, all members of the church, including children that now that they are with us. And I think they do understand that it is good to make a beginning, knowing that the Lord is there. Choosing Jesus, God's indescribable Christmas and all seasons gift, will determine then who you are. If you choose Jesus Christ, that will determine who you are. It will give you some identity. People will know who you are. And even you yourself, you'll be such a person that you have a testimony because of Christ who is accompanying you. It will determine who you are and what you become. And even how you go across and through experiences that will come in the year unfolding ahead of us. The Apostle Paul in Colossians 1:27 frames it this way, talking about Jesus Christ, the indescribable gift given to us to stay with, the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Nothing short, nothing less. That's what it is, Akia Mungu. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And therefore, the year is very rich. It's not empty. If then Christ is with us, moving with us, heading and doing all that he has come to do in our lives. As we make a new beginning with God into the new year, again, the words we were given here and there about the new year, and while referring to some references in the Old Testament, where they were not only looking at the land, but they were looking at all that is coming along with the land, where we are going. The people that were being addressed were moving. They were making on a journey. And they were going to take a new land. Now, we are not moving now to take land. Although land can also be given, don't underestimate the gifts of God. But if you look again at the unfolding packages that God is going to give, the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are continually watching from the beginning of the year on to the end of it. The journey on which we are moving, the eyes of the Lord are watching. And what he is also giving to you, he is watching. So that then we follow him, and the unfolding year will come with the value, will come with the blessings, will come with the things that are tangible and meaningful, beautifying life and making it so meaningful, so that even before we get to heaven where we're going, we can begin for tasting, anticipating the joy of heaven, because it begins with us here, when we are walking with Jesus Christ. Who is the Lord in heaven and Lord with us here. This is an assurance of the providential care. Providential care, guidance, protection. We go into an year where people will want to be assured kama unga ya ugari itapatikana na boga. Providential care, the Lord will provide.
Why don't I say this repeatedly, emphatically, as his messenger, that the Lord will provide? You see, you don't teach Papa, you don't teach Buze how to care for you. He only requires you to trust in him. Once you trust in him, Papa will take care of you. So I'm saying on his behalf, as his messenger, he will give you his providential care this year. And also, he will give you guidance. There will come opinions that are likely to confuse you. Which way do I go? He will give you some guidance so that you don't go there limping, but directed. He is the managing director. So he will direct you as you go across the days of the year. And in a world where we are so exposed to danger, vulnerable to every form of attack, I want to give you an assurance that he will give you some protection, so that even if you are hurt by little things, they don't endanger you completely. They are there to conscientize you, to wake you up, and to make you feel the sense that you need God. But this is, members of the congregation, seriously, as a matter of procedure and order, if you stay connected in faith. You can be there and miss it. You can be there and be poor and be weak. You have to stay hooked, connected, plugged in. Once you are plugged in into God through faith, you have it. If you are there and disconnected, pole sana. You are poor, as the word may describe in reality what it is. If you stay there in faith, then you are connected. I tell you what. Say the Christian creed boldly and faithfully. And I want people to remember this creed that we say every Sunday. By the way, you don't say creed on Sundays only at allowed this hour. You can say creed on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, January, February, anytime. You can say the creed even as you go to sleep and as you are journeying on. If you are riding on a bike and the hill is so steep and you find it like it is difficult, you can say these words of the creed. As I enter to venture the year ahead of me, which has got diverse experiences, young people, children, all of you fathers and mothers, parents, the word is, you say I, and you say your name, like I would say, I, Jesse Kamau, I believe in God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, and therefore, come life, come death, I believe in God. And I want to remind you that every time you are going, wherever you are going, and you are embarking on an experience, don't forget to remember you believe in God. Stay on it. Stay on it. Say that sincerely and venture into faith. Venture into faith so that you go in. And it's not just going to be an adventure. The word adventure, if you check it in the books that explain words, it talks about moving into uncertainties, expecting risks, and other social, spiritual, whatever maladies that can come on your way. Adventure. We are not just adventuring into the year. Indeed, we are. Actually, we are. But more than that, because we believe in God, we have some confidence. There is a phrase which was coined recently, by some Christians, which they call faith venture, as opposed to adventure. Adventure, you are actually moving, risking. Faith venture, you are sure. Where are you going? Faith venture. Then
you have confidence and optimism to move on into experiences. In the staircase of faith, and then and only then you are connected with the Good Shepherd, the life giver, and the caretaker of time. And in that one, then you can make a beginning of the year. Don't enter into the year foolishly and carelessly, like you know the way. Make sure of the beginning as you go in. And your testimony as you go in will be in the words that were read there. How do I begin a year? I just come out and you use your name, even children use your name. Say to yourself, and say to those who are hearing, and tell the devil, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd who will guide. In the areas where guidance is needed, in the areas of thinking, making choices, which way I go, how I go, and so on. And then the Lord will provide. And because I have used that word, I don't want to be repetitious, let me jump to the other word. He will restore our brokenness. In the past year, there were injuries. We had set some goals. And we did not get there. Social psychology has got an explanation of the word frustration. Frustration, in a social psychology dictionary, it is the reaction of a mind when you set a goal and you cannot get there, then you are frustrated. Frustration. Indeed, we have some frustrations. We did not do everything we wanted to do back in the year. However, the Lord will restore us so that we have gained some power to make a new beginning with assurance as we move on. He will restore our brokenness and guide us in the path of righteousness. There are many, many, many paths, but that one of righteousness, it is Him who will guide. The one we have said, He is my shepherd, if He is, and if He continues to be. Because if you are following Him and then you digress, and then you go wayward, then it is your choice. And Psalm 23, verse 4, then the psalm writer says this with some confidence, proudly. He says, come life, come death, come difficulties, I trust in God. Therefore, I will fear no evil. Both the devil himself, the master of evil, and his evil, I will fear no evil, because thy Lord and staff, they comfort me. This is confidence based on faith and trust in God as we make at start of the year. Enter into the year focused with optimism that the Jehovah God is leading us. And I'm not just preaching to beautify the day. I am bringing in matters of life and death. Because actually we are not in the stage rehearsing a play. We are living a life. And tomorrow we shall fight whatever we will fight, and life will be real. And it will require nothing short of God Himself to be our God. Some experiences are inevitable, not avoidable. No matter who you are, you could be a pastor, you could be a priest, you could be an angel, whatever. But however, God is the Good Shepherd. And because of that, He is my divine leader in all experiences. Feel that, everybody, wherever you're going, those of you who be traveling, those of you who be going through some encounters, He is my divine leader in all experiences. Consult Him. He will give spiritual and mental rest. He will give me rest and comfort. Sometimes you get tired, and it is mental fatigue. And you know what is actually tiring us? It's not actually what we have done in the past. It is what we want to do and where we hope to go. We get tired before we get there. See, we are tired already in advance before we go there. But the Lord will give us such mind that I'm able to relax and to have rest as we continue. He is responsible of the daily healing and the restoration, doing the necessary adjustment. Where we have been wounded, where we have had some experiences that shattered us down, the Lord will readjust us. So members of the congregation, cooperate. The great physician is the one we are working with, the indescribable gift given by God to move you throughout. Now a little bit about family. God's will is that we live holy, peaceful lives in our families. Even those of you who are individuals, we are aware that there are individuals within our communities who are single, or even for circumstances lead people to broken families. But the Holy Good Shepherd is watching over all. Boys and girls and married people, old people who had partners and they were taken away. Papa in heaven, the Good Shepherd is watching over all. I want to assure you, Papa is capable and able to see all people and know their details and their needs and work with you as an individual in the area of need and help you. If only if you stay connected. Moment you disconnect to yourself in doubt, shauri yako. But we, the preachers, will tell you, please come back, please come back. Hurry to come back to stay connected. If we stay in covenant with God, that is living according, then we shall be able to live according to his design and the purpose for which he ordained family life. The devil is on the contrary, has got many strategic plans to mislead and injure and destroy us in our social spiritual lives, within the family and even within the church. And it's like when the devil is fighting the church, and when we are together because of the synergy of faith, corrective faith together, he will not attack us here. He cannot. He will fear. He will follow you there at home. When every individual family is alone and work on you there, if you let him, unless you call the Lord quickly. In Revelation 12, verse 9, the devil was hurled down on earth with his angels. Revelation 12, verse 9. What happens? He came to bring and cause confusions. To who? To God's people. Heaven is aware. The Bible has recorded that. I am warning you, the devil is down, hard down. Who said so? Revelation 12, verse 9. Hard down with his angels to cause confusion, even with the good families, to lead the world astray. And I'm borrowing these words from the Bible, although I can also bring in references from experiences. And Revelation 20, verse 8, he came down to deceive God's people. And there are quite a good number of people who are deceived. And in that kind of deceit, they are moving, and therefore in correction, because they've been deceived by the devil within the family. Revelation 12:10, he is the accuser of God's people, referred to as brethren. He will accuse people to God. He will accuse people to the enemies. He will accuse brethren to brethren. He will accuse people to themselves. Quickly, let me say this. He will accuse people to God like he did with Job. He will accuse believers, Christians, to the enemies, like in some areas where Christians are accused to some other strange religions and they are persecuted, even without mentioning like who. He will also accuse brethren to brethren, so that again, the fellowship is broken. The communion of saints is broken because of the malicious gossips that are going on to break the family of God. Even as it happens within the family, he will also, the devil will accuse you to yourself. And the devil will tell you, you are so ugly. You know you are foolish. Do you see how you present yourself to people? You are a failure. And you believe what the devil will say. And then you get so depressed because you have believed the devil's lies about you. The deceiver of brethren has been hurled down. He is falsely changing God's people. He is giving misleading reports even among the family people. A good husband and a good wife, and there is false charge, misleading report, causing business conflicts, even among good children with their parents. Parents with their children. You and your son, you and your daughter, you and your wife, you and your husband, you and your father, you and your mother. Good people misled by the devil because you cannot be able to see the geometrical difference between the truth and the lie. The geometrical difference between the truth and lie. And when the devil lies to you, you are lured and you are carried like a fool and you believe his lies. And you see, he is an expert in that. And therefore, some families are into unnecessary squabbles. Not just because of the reality of what had happened, but because the accuser of brethren is there. Watch him. And the Bible tells us when we resist him, he will go. Let me, because I don't have time to go into the details. Wish there was time to do that. Thanks to God for many of you who were able to resist the devil victoriously in the past year. Thank God, many of you. Young couples, old couples, single people, whoever it is, those of you who managed to conquer the devil and his lies in the past year. But, believe you me, we have, over the past years and even last year, victims here. And I'm not talking about people in Moy Avenue, I'm talking to people in the church here. We have victims. We have some casualties in the family circles who were led into head-on collision by the devil. Head-on collision. A good husband with a good wife, head-on collision over very trivial things. Poisoned by venom from the devil. Injured Christian families. And they look numb with the stings of the devil. They are numb with the stings from the devil. Note, you can see this if you listen to the gossips in the communities about the families. Listen to the gossips in the families, around where you come from and where you live. Read reports on the daily papers about the families, men and women. Watch the TV stories. Hata ile michezo ya kuigiza. Hear the casual jokes and what we also hear the casual jokes in what we call in the folklore. Folklore ni mazungumzo ya watu huko kijijini. Folklore. This is what we call folklore. Listen to the folklore. Majiji maneno ya watu kijijini. Folklore. And then you hear many things about the failure of the family. And the gossips among Christian families. And the untold stories, we have not been told everything. Not everything comes into light, and therefore there are some underground things that are going on. Untold stories here and there concerning the family confusions, the family conflicts, and the brokenness. In 2 Corinthians 2:11, Paul warns us in advance. Watch that the devil does not take advantage of us and mess us up in his wiles, W-I-L-E-S, in his wiles and in his intentions. And he has been doing that to many people. He uses us, and he will use us to destroy ourselves and one another in the family if we don't take care. By the careless talk, by the malicious handling, and broken relationship. Therefore, husbands, who are also fathers, watch how you begin the year and the way you go. Wives, who are also referred to as mothers, sons and daughters in the family, who disobey or find themselves fighting, disagreeing, if to unnecessary squabbles with the parents. Or siblings who are fighting over, again, very trivial things. Let us watch. So, as we begin the year, because I wish we had a family seminar. We cannot have that night now, maybe some other time. As we begin the year, move into the year AD, Anno Domino, the year of our Lord, then we are asking the Lord to bring in the unfolding future. We invoke, that is, we ask, invite God. We beg God to rescue us. Rescue us, God, rescue the families. We are asking God to visit our visitors in our predicament within the family. We are asking God to heal and restore our brokenness where we have failed and where we have helped the devil to destroy us by allowing him. And we are also asking the Lord to restore the family order of the fractured unions and the fellowships as we begin the year. We've been lectured about or to by the speakers on families. And now if we remember what we've been told, we are asking God to repair the fractures and to heal and to restore. Come back home, start again. Jesus, the indescribable gift of God, is also the Prince of Peace and the wonderful Counselor. May I, with your permission, say that again. Jesus, the indescribable God's gift is also the Prince of Peace and the wonderful Counselor. And I'm sure there are giants of counseling procedures and education here. We make an appeal. Please come to Jesus. And so we say to Jesus, this word again in the Bible, we say to Jesus, Hosanna, 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 save us now. Save us now. Rescue us now. While counseling may include teaching and advice giving, professional counseling, and we have them here, professional counselors are here, also leads to what we call self-examination of individual and behavioral exploration. We are not only going to give you advices and teaching you, come on, wake up. we want you to have self-examination. We mwenyewe ndio umejiletea mambo haya. And also do the behavioral exploration. What you are going through may be as a result of what you did. You are not supposed to have done it, or what you have should have done and you did not do it. So look at your behavioral examination. And those of you who may be suffering in the family, you might have caused it yourselves. Repent. Come to the Lord. Get restored. Be repaired. Begin again. The New Year message. As you examine yourselves and do the behavioral exploration and evaluation, I ask again, are you broken? Have you broken others? Are you in broken love and rejection and withdrawal like some husbands do? Broken, rejected, or rejecting and withdrawing, or even wives do so? Usually, even in including our own children, people who have rejected one another. And I want to say this, I wish they had a seminar. There is a lot of Protestantism within families. A husband who is protesting, a wife who is protesting, so that even today you find that instead of a husband being a husband in love, a wife being a wife in love, you are a husband in law and a wife in law within the family setting. What is putting you together? The family law, rather than love. That can be discussed another day. A husband in law rather than a husband in love. So again, we say, do you recognize and accept one another as partners? Wife, this is my wife, this is my husband. These are our parents, this is my son, this is my daughter. Has anybody rejected anybody within the family Christian circle? Repent, it is wrong. Also, do you respect one another? Mutually, husbands, wives, and even children. Is there good communication between ourselves? How do we speak? How do we choose words? What is the mood? What is the facial expression when I'm saying what I'm saying? And sometimes we injure one another. And sometimes we say we do good things but do them badly. The facial expressions are also matter within the circle, within the family circle. Conversations, food of grace, seasoned with salt. In the area of forgiveness, where we forgive one another. And then children belong to God when we have them. We are stewards taking care of them, and even money. The issue is not how much, but it is how you are with God. Then God will provide money. Ask him, work, and then see how you spend your money. And then services to one another. And even at home, we also want to encourage service to one another. Husbands who serve wives, wives who also serve husbands, parents who serve their children, children who serve their parents, and then home becomes a center of service where we receive one another and serve one another. And quickly again, in the family, we say the creed here. I believe in the communion of saints. Only when we are in the church at St. Andrews. No! Even at home, huko nyumbani kwenu, we also believe in a communion of saints. There has to be communion of saints. Christian husbands, Christian wives, parents, children, communion of saints at home. Holy family of God at home. Now, finally. Finally, all of you. You, talking to you. Child, parent, father, husband, anybody? Finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic. Not only the dictionary meaning, even in the social setup when we are sympathetic of each other. Love! As brothers, and be compassionate and humble. And so Paul finishes by saying this. Families, as you begin the year 2018, And you are living in harmony and loving one another, sympathetic, in love as brothers. And you are compassionate and you are humble. Aim at perfection this year. We must be better than we were last year. Listen to God's appeal, Paul's appeal, my appeal. Be of one mind, couples. Live in hope. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you, the good shepherd, as the Bible says, and his eyes are turned unto you. And then you can say, like the psalmist, 23, which was read there, surely goodness and mercy will follow me, whether I go up or go down, Monday, Tuesday, January, February, any day, every day. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. May God bless you in the year 2018. The families of God, where God is there as a member of the family. And make it real good, because you believe in God, the Father Almighty, and the Good Shepherd is walking with you. If you only bow down, we shall say a short prayer. It is true that we believe in you, God, the Father Almighty. It is true that we know you are a good shepherd. Help us to move with confidence. Forgive us our sins, the sins we commit in the family, when we injure one another through pride, through ignorance. And as the years are going on, make us new people. May thy kingdom come and thy will be done to us. Amen.